because of Nesiat Kapayim, of the benching of the when the Kohan raised their hands to bless. Chapter 128, Kuf Chav Ches. We're up to subsection 21. Mitzvah lahakris lekohanim kol teva veteva. The mitzvah is that you lead the kohanim by reading first every word and word. So you say yivarechecha, and they say yivarechecha. And the reason is, this is based on the verse, shenemar, this is based on the verse in the pasuk in Bamidbar 6:23, Vav Chav Gimel, it says, Emor lahem, Hashem says, say to them, yivarechecha, v'goymer, etc. V'darshu chachomim, and our chachomim expounded, the sages, shetiyah amira l'kol lahem al kol dibur v'dibur. So that you, the pasuk is trying to tell us here, that you should tell them for every word, every saying that they say, you tell them first. Sheim loyba hakosuv elo litargumoi. If the pasuk would only mean the regular translation, katemer luhun, when you will say to them, so that you say to them, and before we said that they answer, that you have to answer, you know, koyanim, that's, you know, when you tell them. So it's basically you tell them to come. The mitzvah is when you call them, that's when they have to bless. So if you should just say that it means the translation, that you have to call them, emer lahem, tell them, katemrun lahum, when you say them, lahoyu roi lichtev emer lahem lifnei habrocha, then it should not have said emer lahem before the bracha. Ela lifnei kois baruchu. Should say emer lahem. Here it says, so for that, it said kois baruchu, and kois baruchu, it should have said emer lahem kois baruchu. And here it's saying kois baruchu neisrael emer lahem. Emer lahem is right before the actual bracha. Here it says, because they are not commanded to make the bracha limkin koru lahem, if they're called. So you should have said amar lahem, that you should bench after you've announced that they have to bench because you called them. So why does the pasuk say it in such a way? That even though there is already a command, an obligation, a command for them to bless, because you call them mitzvah, the mitzvah is to say the entire bracha word for word. So you say yivarecha, they say yivarecha afterward. The reason is so they don't make a mistake. We want to make sure that they make a mistake. It doesn't hold back at all. In other words, that's not something which really would disqualify or saying, if you don't do that, you can't do, because Kamashi is Boyer, as will be explained later on in Sif Lamed Ches. Because really the pasuk means that it's already obligated once you call them, because once you say Kohanim, I mean, you're already obligated. So to say it in a way that you say first and they later on, that doesn't stop their obligation. So in any event, if you can't do that or for some reason, they still have to bless the Bnei Yisrael once they're called. V'yesh omrim, and others people say, shetevas yivarechecha, that the first word, yivarechecha, maschilim akanim atzman, they start on their own. They don't wait for you to say yivarechecha. V'etzorech lahakris, you don't have to read it out loud before them. For the first word, we don't have to worry about a mistake. It's only later on. Although we learned, the Chacham expounded that it should be for every saying, there should be, tell you should say it first. For the first word, die, that you told them, levorech. When you call them out, koyanim, that suffices for the first word of yivarechecha. Shekriya zu yamir lehem sheyivarchu. This kriya is so they should bless.
Rabbi.
Yeah.
But these same kohanim give this blessing every sometimes every day or every week on Shabbos.
Okay.
Do you think they would know it? You know, what's the thinking that they might make a mistake?
Oh. Yeah, well, that's a good point, but I guess you're saying the same words, and you know, we still, you know, daven and this, and we still make mistakes, and we say the words every time, and you know, it's the order, especially if you there's interruption, so you like you don't say like flowing. So if there's no flow, like say Yivarechecha Hashem, Mishmerecha, and the Yair Hashem, they all start with Nev Hashem. So the Chavenfelder might be confusing. Practically speaking, we had some kohanim sometimes in shul, even when you used to tell them what to say, and they'd still get confused, and they'd say the wrong thing. So I wouldn't doubt the rabbis when they were worried that the person is going to make a mistake. So when they announced kohanim that they should go bless, so they already introduced for each word, for the word Yivarechecha, because a blessing has to be at least one word. So for the first word Yivarechecha, that saying them to bless has already fulfilled the Amar Lahem, that every word should have a leading. But after saying the word Yivarechecha, so they already blessed one blessing. So they fulfilled it and said Levarech. So now you have to say for every word and word that they say. So this is explaining this conduct of those people that the first Yivarechecha, they don't have the chazan say out loud, only start with Yishmerecha. Lefikach, im hu koyin echad, shein koyin loy. So therefore, what happens if he's one koyin? So we said before, we only say kohanim if there's more than one koyin. So, and even we learned even a minor does not call as qualified as kohanim. You don't say kohen, so you don't call it at all. Tzorich lakroy say av tevis yivarechecha. So in that case, you would have to say even the word yivarecha, even according to this opinion. Kedesh de'amira kol dibur v'dibur. So there should be saying the mor lahem for every word. So even yivarecha, because you don't have the kohanim that you're relying on if there is more than one kohen. In our communities, the custom is like the first, to say always the word Yivarecha in all cases, whether there is a coin, another coin, one coin, more, doesn't matter. In all cases, you would always say out loud. You say Yivarecha, and then Hashem, Yishmerecha, you go and say out loud, the coin follows what you say. So who's the one that reads out loud before them? Who announces the words before them? So he says in section 22, Lechatchila, to begin with, Nochain, the proper thing is Sheyah Shliach Tzibur Makra. He assumed that it should be the Shliach Tzibur, the one who's leading the services. He should be the one saying in the head of the Lefi, Shevichas Kohanim, Himiklava Tfila. So since the blessing of the Kohanim is included in the prayer, Lechain Tev Shevrera Mispalo, the best is for the Mispalel to say it, lead it. Elaim kein hu koyin, unless the chazan is a koyin. And then he's going to have to turn around. We'll see later when the Kmoshi is bayir, that if he's a chazan, he's a koyin, how he's going to do the Sif Lamadalad, how he's going to do Bichs Koinim. Umitam ze gam kein ein hakra osom oisom. And since it's part of the prayer, is to call them is not considered chashuv hefsik b'tfila, it's not considered an interruption in tefillah. As he said earlier, also Sifta Zayin, the fact that you call them out and you announce Kohanim is not considered an interruption in the middle of the Chazan's davening, because it's all part of the davening. Birchas Kohanim is considered part of the davening. So, therefore, the Shliach Tzibur should do it. It's his job. It's part of the davening. He's leading the service. Finally, we'll do Sif Chav Gimel. Ein mevarchim ela b'lashon hakodesh. 23. The blessing has to be done only in Hebrew, in the holy tongue. Ubamida, while you're standing. Ubekoil ram, and with a loud voice. Ubenesias kapayim, and raising the hands. Vafilu b'dieved lo yotu, and even after the fact that you have not fulfilled your obligation. Imshina b'achzmeil, if you changed any of these above mentioned, if it's not in Hebrew, or it's not while you're standing, it's not with a loud voice, you're not raising your hand, you didn't fulfill your obligation. B'loshin HaKodesh, how do we know that it has to be done only in Hebrew? Shenamar, because in the verse over there it says, Mamidbar Perikvot Pasukhov Gimel, it says, Koy Sivarchu, so you shall bless. Achi Yibloshin Hazeh. Koy means it has to be this language. So, you say, it's the same language that the Torah uses, which is Loshin Kodesh. It has to be done in Hebrew, in the Holy Tongue. Bamida, how do we know that it has to be done standing? Shenamar. Because there's a verse when it talks about the service of the Kahanim in Dvarim Perik Yud Pasuk Ches, it says, Lamed Ulishar Lubarach Mishmoy. Actually, over there, no, this is, I started saying that. Because as far in the Pasuk over there, it says to serve, it talks about the task of the Kohen is to serve, Lishar Soy, to serve him, to serve God. And also to bless in his name. Bless in his name, meaning to bless the Jewish people, Birchas Kohanim. So we see that it's equated, serving and blessing is equated. The service of the Kohen to the blessing is equated. Service is done only while you're standing. Mashedus Mumet, service is done while you're standing. Shenemar, because of there is the pasuk that I mentioned before, in Dvarim Perik Yitches, pasuk Hey, it says, Lamed L'Sharis. So service has to be done standing because it has to stand and serve. So when you're serving Hashem, the Kohen of the Avodah has to be standing. And which means, so since we equated the Kohen's service in the temple with his blessing that he makes, we equated them, so we say just like the service has to be done standing, as the verse specifically says that, the blessing has to be done standing too. Aval Hatzibur Hashem Levi. But the community is permitted to sit. Their face needs to be facing the face of the Kohanim. It says, say to them, it's like one who speaks to his friends. You speak face to face when you're talking to somebody. It's face to face, so therefore you have to be facing the Kohanim. After the fact is this would not prevent the blessing. So that's why that's not one of these things that he said in the beginning that would prevent you, which is standing and a loud voice is kapayim. But here we're saying face to face does not hold back. What happens in a city with their old kohanim? What do you do then? So the halacha is, kulam oylim leduchan, everybody goes up to the platform to bless. Afa pishein mevarchim. Ka'odam ayim lechavedei. Any event, if it's a city that's full of Kohanim, they'll all go up and do the Birchas Kohanim. And it's impossible to face to face. There's nobody else there. They're the blessing. Their blessing goes for the people in the fields, outside. They can't face. So we see that wouldn't prevent the Birchas Kohanim. They would still do the Birchas Kohanim for other people. So having face to face is a requirement, but not the Yevit.
And no one would say Amen.
What?
There's no one saying Amen.
Yeah, all right. Yeah, they're all making the bracha. We'll see, there's variations. That's why he says a city which are all Kohanim, or there's eventually how many Kohanim there are. We'll wait for later on.
Rabbi, were we talking yesterday how the
talit
is over the heads of the men, and so they really can't see? So when you talk about face to face, like two friends looking at each other, they can't see each other.
Yeah, okay, but still facing in that direction. For that, you can need the, it's not considered an interruption. But I hear what you're saying. Yeah. But Kolrom, now the other requirement we had over here, it has to be out loud. Shenamar, again, it says, Emor Lahem, say to them, Kolrom Emor Lachavedei, it's like when a person says to his friend, Shemor Lebekoil, you say it out loudly, Kadeshi Yishma, so that he should hear. Afkan, and even my bracha ben Manas Balachash, they don't say it whispering, like quietly. Alachi Yishmu Kolom. Everybody will hear. You're Rechecha, they'll all hear out loud. Ashi Yeshne Padar here. Chadchila Tzarech Loimar B'Ula Shebekolis. But to begin with, you have to use your best voice that you can for the blessing of the Kohanim. Le'godl, not too loud. Le'kot, not too small. Not big, not small. Le'bein anybody, average. That's the right voice to use for the Bichas Kohanim.